It's been almost 6 months since man-made forever chemicals known as PFAS were found in the town of Maysville's well water. Officials are still trying to determine the cause of the contamination and identify a long-term solution to provide safe water to residents. Jared Brumbaugh has more.
The town hired engineers to collect soil and water samples from the well site and dig 4 test wells to find the source of contamination.
The work is completed. They just got everything back at their labs and doing what they need to do to help us determine where it's coming from.
Town manager Shimada Brown says they're waiting for the results of the location study as well as reimbursement for the $58,000 project.
We're also taking a financial hit by being on Jones County Water. You know what I mean? We're paying them a monthly fee to have their water. So that's also a big strain that we could be using that money, to fix this problem.
The town is considering several permanent solutions to provide water for its 450 customers, including drilling another well, installing a carbon filtration system, or staying on Jones County Water. Brown says a filtration system, which is the preferred solution, would cost around $1 million to install. Maysville applied for a $150,000 grant from the U.S. Department of Agriculture for a filtration system, but was denied. For PRE, I'm Jared Brumbaugh.